This is Matt Wells at UN News. Accessibility, especially in today's urban environments, involves a lot more than installing ramps in order to ensure that people with disabilities can enjoy the rights they're entitled to, according to Maria Soledad Cisternas Reyes, the UN's Special Envoy on Disability and Accessibility. Despite recent advances towards inclusive societies, an enormous gap remains between commitments and the daily experiences of persons with disabilities, requiring a concerted effort to ensure that they're not left behind, as outlined in the 2030 Development Agenda and Sustainable Development Goals. Even without sight, Ms. Cisternas Reyes has a clear vision for persons with disabilities, especially when it comes to the fight for accessibility for all, as she told Liz Scafidi.
I am blind. I lost my vision during 10 or 15 years, a progressive disease in my retina. I think that New York and especially Manhattan has different challenges for the full accessibility. Accessibility is not only ramps, it's more than ramps. For example, traffic lights with sounds, metro with audio announce the stations, bathroom with accessibility, training of the employees in public sector to attend the needs of persons with disabilities. And in developed country, it is very important the accessibility in terms of technology for information and communication. TV channels need to put the information in accessible way for deaf persons. And there are other challenges in relation to other disabilities, deaf-blind persons, to persons with intellectual disabilities, persons with psychosocial disabilities. All of us need different formats, but accessible formats to read or to understand the information.
Did you encounter any issues this morning, for example, coming to the United Nations?
In general, in the session, I didn't have obstacles because I heard with the headphones the information of the conference. But I know that for deaf persons, it's not easy if there is not sign language interpretation. I think that it is very important to create the inclusive culture in United Nations. But I am happy because the Secretary General undertook decisions about the mainstreaming of the rights of persons with disabilities and accessibilities. And one of them is to create guidelines for the accessibility in headquarters and other buildings of United Nations.
When did the Secretary General appoint you?
Last year, he appointed me as a special envoy. And for me, it was an impressive news because I am a blind person, a woman, and I live in the south of the world, Chile. And I think that the Secretary General has the confidence in the abilities and capacities to fight in connection with different topics of human rights and social development, too.
Which sustainable development goal is most relevant in your work as a special envoy?
My task is the promotion of human rights and accessibility. And accessibility has a particular profile. And for this reason, SDG number 11 is very strong in terms of the implementation, but consider the decisions of the state parties, but the participative management of the topic and the contributions of the private sectors through the investment of companies. I do believe that awareness raising is very important for this real implementation in terms of accessibility, especially when we are speaking about the smart cities. it is necessary to insist in the topic of accessibility because it's the condition for the exercise of different human rights and fundamental freedoms, political, civil, economic, social, and cultural rights. We cannot speak about sustainable development without universal accessibility. It is important to explain that universal accessibility is not only for persons with disabilities, but older persons, pregnant mother, babies in a stroller, persons who suffer an accident, and different conditions of the person based in the diversity of the human being. All the SDGs are important, but we'd like to mention SDG number 16 because this is the fight against violence, against violation of human rights in terms of bad treatments, against discrimination, etc. I think that the prescription about access to justice for all, pacific societies, and inclusive institutions with accountability is the best point to close the circle in the political system when all the citizens can claim if their rights are in violations.
What powers do you use to convince the politicians who are not disabled to care about these issues?
I think that the world is only one, and disability cross-cuts all the society. We say that 15% of the population are persons with disabilities. But persons with disabilities don't live alone. They participate in the families, in the school, etc. For this reason, I insist in the importance of the diversity of human beings as part of the reality. If the state parties, authorities realize this diversity, the implementation of different SDGs will be easy.